it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
And tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Yes, they are, Matthew. This is The Drive with Sterner and Hughley live on a hump day. And as we do every Wednesday right around this time, it is time for a little Stock Up, Stock Down. And we are in it now. We are in this Texans football season. The 2025 NFL season is officially underway. Week one is in the books, and unfortunately, we know the Texans lost 14-9 week one in LA to the Rams. So stock up, stock down for these Texans after the week one L. Going to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. Give me your, let's get the negatives out of the way first, because there's plenty of those to choose from in this game. Your Houston Texans stock down after week one, 0-1.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this individual a lot. Some people have texted in about this individual. My stock down goes to Nick Caserio. Listen, there have been some really good things that Nick has done. A lot of the key players that has given fans a lot of confidence. He has been the reason that they're here. But, I mean, it is a catastrophe right now with – what has gone on with the offensive line in his tenure here.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
You just kind of look at it right now. They've got a $12 million player that was their big free agent acquisition that they brought in. And as Clint said, he can't be on the field. And that was the big move you made. And then your line falls apart when Ed Ingram, who I thought was destined to be a backup, He gets hurt. The whole thing swings, and you're moving guys all over the place. The guy you moved up in the draft to get in the second round, me and Clint were there in Kansas City, Juice Scruggs, you're looking for every reason not to get him on the field. Hell, he can play center both guard spots. You needed help at both of them, and you went away from him. Blake Fisher, like, come on. I mean, that's rough, so... Not to mention all the past things that they've done with the offensive line. When it looks like, if you look at his tenure, it looks like Jarrett Patterson's the best offensive lineman he's acquired in his time here. I would say Nick Caserio, the offensive line decisions are really becoming scary right now.
The GM Nick Caserio, that is stock down for Ron, the show, Hughley, after week one and that loss to the Rams for the Houston Texans. Like I said, plenty of negatives, plenty of stock downs to choose from, and that nightmarish loss in L.A. Clint, over to you. What is your stock down for the Texans after the L?
As bad as I want to piggyback Ron and talk about Nick Caley, another Nick, and talk about Cam Robinson, and I'm going to go outside the box here a little bit, and this is more of just a you know, you knew better kind of thing. I think right now it is clear that the Jalen Petrie situation in critical moments in any kind of man coverage just cannot happen. I think the one thing this week, if we're going to really, really, hammer down on what went wrong and what needs to be fixed, there's one thing defensively, and that is in clutch, in certain situations, there has to be a Kamari Lassiter inside and the Jalen Smith kid out of USC outside. There has to be better cover guys on the field in those particular situations. And so not necessarily a huge stock down. I think just a week one reminder that this is a weakness for Jalen Petrie. Look, Jalen's this defense is serious. Jalen's a big part of it. But situationally, I think that's the one move that has to be made. So I think the stock down is for me is Petrie.
I was going to pull the trigger on D'Amico and Matt Burke earlier with that. I went through the game today. I rewatched every defensive possession. Yep. 9 times they were able to get receptions to Davante Adams or Puka Nacua when he was guarded by 9 corners. And it was mostly Petrie and that's the completions. There was a Henry Toa Toa ended up one-on-one with Adams once that didn't get completed. It was many of those were third downs that they got completed or big plays. It was just they played great, but that part was weird to see it happen often.
You are listening to The Drive, Sterner, Hughley, Wednesday, 3:30. It's stock up, stock down. We got the negatives out of the way. We probably could have kept going, to be honest. But now we will sift through the very limited options, I would say, for some stock ups. You know what? That might not be fair. There was some a few really good things on the defense for the Texans. But anyway, stock up, sticking with you, Clint Sterner, for the Houston Texans after week one.
I'm going to go with Nick Chubb. I mean, look, the Joe Mixon being out means Nick Chubb. By default, the stock goes up. I don't know why they decided that it was going to be to make it a priority to get 4 running backs touches early in the game. I don't understand why Dare Ogunbowale is used like out of the gate to open the season in third down situations and obvious passing situations. I have no idea. But if you look at how the running back room unfolded, right? Damian Pierce steps all over CJ's feet like just spazzing out back there before he ever touches the ball. Drops a pass in the next to last series out in the flats that he would have been in open field with one defender out there. Didn't fare well. You look at Dare Ogunbowale, 3rd and 1, doesn't get it in between the guards. You look at Dare Ogunbowale, game on the line, fumbles after catching a ball. That running back didn't go real well. Look, I think Woody Marks is young, but, he didn't hang on. He got his guy, but he went for a ride in pass protection. And I think there's one point in there where the O-line had an inside run blocked up really beautifully, where Nick Chubb, would still be running, and he bounced it outside. And so you can look at this running back room right now if you're the Texans and say, that's again, Ron, this is why I say the Nick Chubb thing is I'm dead-ass serious, man. Like, there's no way around him getting 20 carries this week has to happen. He has to be the bell cow for this week. And if you run his legs off, you run his legs off. But he has to be the bell cow. Nick Chubb's stock has never been higher.
Well, Clint Sterner was able to find one.
It's been higher. As a Texan.
Sure. Clint Sterner was able to find one. Can Ron the Show Hughley find a stock up after week one for the Houston Texans? Stock up, Ron.
Hell yeah. There are a bunch of them. I'm going to go with Henry Toa Toa. Listen, he may be the least talented of the 4 linebackers you look at it that would be inside linebackers. He may be the least talented of it when you look at the speed and athleticism of guys like EJ Speed, who's done it before in this league, Christian Harris. Those guys combined for 8 snaps, and a lot of it is due to the play of Henry Toa Toa. All right, he damn near knocked Puka Nacua out of the game. He is bringing the lumber every time he arrives. And Clint, you were one of the first to say it last year. There have been improvements year in and year out with Henry Toa Toa here the last couple of years. And his coverage skills, listen, I don't blame him for getting left out in the middle of the field with Davante Adams. But, I mean, he did all right. They picked up a flag on him that I thought they were going to throw on him. But I give it to Henry Toa Toa. He has really come up. I thought his job was gone this year and he was going to be a backup guy, but he has stayed on the field. So shout out to Henry Toa Toa. He's played really well.
That's a good one. I'm a big fan, man. He has played well. He remade his body. Which you could see in his game. And it looks like he's come back after doing that and having a hell of a year, come back in even better shape and is definitely what D'Amico Ryans wants at that linebacker position. So yeah, I'm with you. That's a good one, man. The stock is Mr. Dependable right there in the middle.
There it is. All right, coming up. We will let you know lineups are out. We'll let you know what the Astros are going to look like tonight. And maybe there's a move. There's a decision that Dana and Joe Espada maybe need to look at with this team going forward. We'll discuss that coming up.